Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Kenneth Burns, who covers a multitude of things, including City Hall, and like the rest of Baltimore, looking forward to the new mayor. Kenny, what's going on with the transition to Catherine Pugh, the mayor-elect?
Well, we know some things from the day after the election day. We know Kevin Davis is going to stay on as police commissioner. We know that Paul Graziano is out as housing commissioner, and the housing department is going to be a completely different form from what we have now, but we don't know what it is yet. Johns Hopkins is helping her out with that from what we understand. We do know that the health commissioner, Lena Nguyen, fairly new to the Rawlings-Blake administration, she's going to stay on, as is Bill Cole, Mayor Rawlings-Blake's appointee to lead the Baltimore Development Corporation.
Well, Lena Nguyen was probably an easy call. She's really been one of the stars of the Rawlings-Blake administration.
She has, and you have somebody in Dr. Nguyen that anybody will hope to have in anyone that is hired at a business, including here. You want somebody that wants to be in Baltimore. And with Dr. Nguyen, she wants to be here, and she feels that this is her chance to really put into practice what she talked about as a medical professor in D.C.
Well, we have to think that Dr. Nguyen's idea of dealing with injustice in health care is something that the incoming mayor is really in concert with.
Exactly right. And she's also leading the charge on opioid addiction and pushing for Narcan to be in the hands of anybody that knows how to apply it to save people from overdosing.
You know, it has seemed to me, and I'm wondering what your thought is about this, that it's been a fairly quiet transition. I'm not even sure who's in charge of the transition. And my sense has been that the transition has been led by the mayor-elect.
It has been. And we'll probably see some more as time goes on. We're about a week or so away from her officially taking power. There are some questions out there. You have in David Ralph, an interim city solicitor. Will he stay on in a permanent capacity? Rudy Chow, who leads the Department of Public Works, my personal thought is he's likely to stay on. And that's critical, those two positions, because they're part of the Board of Estimates. And with the mayor, Mr. Chow and Mr. Ralph, the mayor will have a strong hand as far as controlling what the city spends its money on.
What do we think is the relationship between the council president and the incoming mayor?
We're going to see, because right now everything is great. We have the unity ticket for the election with Mayor Pugh and Council President Jack Young. So will there be disagreements? Sure, it's politics. But it's looking like everyone's on the same accord to move the city forward from what we had to deal with over the last year or so.
Kenny, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Kenneth Burns, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.